Okay, item 14 for us. This is where we want to take a look back through the agenda. See whether there's any follow-up we want to make sure of or any issues that are sort of left related to that. And I say, maybe beginning with agenda item 2. There's just so much in the budget stuff that is, up in the air right now. It's kind of hard. I mean, a lot of these things will need to be revisited depending on actions that the governor takes or doesn't take, or whether the legislature comes into session. And there's one thought that the governor will do her 8.5% cut that will almost provoke the need for the legislature to come in and do fine tuning, but to start from there. But we really don't know, and we really don't, at least in my opinion, we don't have a lot of say around that. So, it's for me anyway, I would think that on item 2 and all of the comments that were made, which I think were really helpful, and Jim made a good point about whether this board will want to do something to try to help avoid a catastrophic situation, but I think we're just going to have to see and work initially within the executive branch, and my guess is that people are pretty well. The executive branch understands what a problem it can be to do this across the board cut. But it may be a strategy. So I don't know, Peter, whether you have anything you want to add or others do with respect to that issue.
Yeah, Tom, it was more logistics. The next board meeting is July 22nd.
Yeah.
And so, depending on, and right now the talk is, at earliest, a special session would be the third week in June would be the earliest possible. And I think one of the issues is, the last few times the legislature did convene, it ended dysfunctionally. And so
the rule used to be you never went into a special session unless you had your votes. You could try to get in and get out, and that no longer seems
I think that's all the work that's been going on is the uncertainty around whether they can reach agreement on what the topics are, what it's limited to, and will they get both parties to agree to come in and do work. And so I want to bring it up is that they are trying to target before the end. They're at least trying to get another emergency board because there are several agencies that only have one-year budgets and will cease to exist on July 1. Dogami is one of those, and I forgot the other one. So they may have at least an emergency board, but if they were to go into a special session between the end of this board meeting and before the next board meeting, we wouldn't have an ability without calling an emergency board to submit a letter. And so the real question for the board is if they decide to rebalance the budget, do you want to submit a letter about the protection budgets? And if so, we could prepare something along the conversations that you had and the conditions that it is, but it would have to be, we'd have to have a board decision that, yes, you want to do that, or else I don't think we could act to get the board letter in time to submit it.
Okay.
So, Jim, yes. It was sort of your idea. Do you want to?
Yeah, Jim's got his hand up. Listen, for this part of it, it's fine with me if you got something you want to say, you can just unmute yourself and we'll be slightly more relaxed about this.
Okay. Am I clear that what you're suggesting is that right now we have a motion to go ahead and have a letter drafted that then circulated for approval and potentially sent out? Is that what you're saying, Peter?
You could do it in very general and say what you want the content to be. I would worry about sequential circulation of anything in public meeting laws. So I think we need to, if you're going to have us do it, you need to say the three key points are is we approved adequate level of protection. Any significant reduction will reduce the adequate level of, you know, those sort of key messages that were spoken today. And then.
And at this point, Peter, who would you send that letter to?
And that was one of the questions, is it, we would wait until, it would most likely be to the legislature, checking with Jason on that.
Yeah. So
the other way to do it is to, say if we hear things out, we could poll the board about having a 1 hour meeting to discuss sending a letter.
To follow on Jim's point, I mean, one thing we could do is say that, actually do this right now and say, you know, the board authorizes, a letter to be sent on its behalf, on this topic should it be warranted by, calling of a special session, not waiting for the special session, but you know what I mean?
Yeah.
We wouldn't have to, you know, have the language here right now. It would be to authorize, a letter sent on behalf of the board.
Peter, am I right to assume that if there is a special session and this topic came up, that you would probably be involved as the state forester?
Yes, if requested.
And in that situation, you would actually be more nimble in responding to the direct substance of the issue as it arose. We would be trying to pre-guess and prejudge what we might.
Jim could speak for himself, but I thought what he was trying to say is if we could preempt this becoming a problem by getting some information in their hands prior to the session.
I'm interested in the preemption, and I think there's a gravity of the board speaking. No disrespect, Peter.
None taken.
In addition to you, and you know, going back, I think the points that I made earlier on the record that there's some strong arguments.
Yeah, you outlined the arguments. Yeah,
I did. I probably don't need to do that again. So, with that, I really do think we should authorize a letter being drafted.
And I agree.
And if we need to meet again, I sense that there's agreement that we would all be work quickly to put a quick meeting together if necessary.
Yeah, I think if you get a quick meeting together, we could just agree right now that a letter from the board is something this board wants to do and that would basically be along the lines of what you discussed or you suggested earlier, Jim.
Okay.
I mean, we've done this sort of thing without the board specifically authorizing it too. I don't know if we need more than this conversation.
Could I just get a thumbs up if every board member feels that way?
I think a letter is a good idea, but I think that the letter Well, I think that the board and the agency needs to understand what the strategy is if the budget is cut, right? We can say that it's unacceptable, But that doesn't mean it's not going to occur.
No, it doesn't mean that. But.
So I think we just need to be really aware that, we can provide this letter, but, you know, in our back pocket or in perhaps in the letter, there needs to be a strategy that says this is how things are going to proceed should the budget be cut by X percent.
Right. And in that case, Brenda, I mean, I think we're in there with the executive branch of government. To be successful, we need to be working with, you know, the governor's office and with others, on it. So, but the letter is simply something that we'd be trying to lay out the case early to try to avoid, to try to sensitize people to the issue, I guess, more than
anything. I agree with Tom. I think we would need to be working with the executive department because the consequences of what we do then, if we don't certify, mean a lot in terms of that catastrophic, insurance policy, going forward. So yeah, it would be pretty important.
Brenda, though, you're right. We are planning, and have a plan for an 8.5% reduction, and it's not good, but it's the best plan we have. And, depending on whatever reduction we got, the plan would look similar, but we would always recheck and adjust if we got an actual cut. You know, essentially really sharpen the pencil, but we do have a plan in place for what would happen.
A letter can be done if that appears to be a good idea. And it would be, the next item, the agency development request, you're just going to see before July really what the new context is for that. So I don't think there's more there. The climate change legal issues, seems like that's just needs to be cleaned up and ready to go within 2 weeks, to DOJ with the request that we get this done as quickly as we can get it done decently. Temporary rule is on its way. So, with the Cindy amendment,
Tom, I've got an issue.
Yeah.
I thought that, Clackamas County Commissioner Sullivan had a point. I think, you know, it's very appropriate for the Forest Trust Lands to have their, time on our agenda. But it's really inexcusable if they're not meeting everybody's meeting.
We're not there yet. I was just going kind of through this order you get to six. I don't think there's anything. I guess that is the next item. So yeah, they have not been meeting, right? Forest Trust Land Advisory Committee, is that
correct?
So that's my point. They're not meeting, and if he's not showing the respect to the rest of his committee, I don't want to create a real mess here, but it's just inappropriate that we show the respect to listen to them if he's not there representing the actual committee and he's just doing it on his own. And I understand this is touchy. It's not right. And I think, maybe
it's been a persistent complaint that we have heard multiple times over the course of the past 8 years.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, and that issue or that concern has led to a more formal process by which they typically, approve what's going to come to the board. I guess I'm saying in this case, I don't know, and that would have been probably a good question, whether this was representing the entire Forest Restland Advisory Committee, or whether it was on behalf of Tillamook County.
Informal way of either Peter or you, Tom, actually calling him and saying, we would be a whole lot more comfortable with, before you do your next presentation to the board, that you guys have a meeting beforehand. And just leave it at that.
Yeah, I mean, and they haven't been coming to our meetings lately because they haven't been having meetings. So this is sort of the first we had in this particular way. I didn't see the written testimony to know, which normally would have indicated on whose behalf it was. So,
maybe that's something that would be good to request, is that at the beginning of the testimony provide some indication of, you know, how many of the trust counties points are made on behalf of.
Well, and again, typically they do that, and they have done that at least more. I shouldn't say, I don't know what's typical, but I've gone to those meetings and they do have a discussion about what they're going to agree on and what they're going to say and if there's a minority opinion. And what we've been doing, that's why we basically have had the practice of saying any county commissioner is welcome to come and present along with that, so that we, if there are different views, we make sure that we hear them. But I think in this case, we don't know, and we should know, on whose behalf it was. So
yes.
I guess, you know, Hillary, was there,
there was submitted testimony. It is on Council of Forest Trust Land Counties letterhead.
Okay.
It says, for the record, I am Tillamook County Commissioner David Yamamoto, Chair of the Forest Trust Land Advisory Committee.
Yeah. So it was on behalf of the Forest Trust Land Advisory Committee. Yeah.
But there was no explicit information indicating how many of the counties in that group approved the testimony.
Right.
And, you know, it might be good to make that sort of a formal part of the testimony, that so I'm chair of the committee and these comments were approved by, you know, X number of the counties.
Yeah.
I would be cautious on that. There's nothing wrong with that, but if you remember, Cindy's right. This has been ongoing for quite some time, and it's he said, she said type thing.
Right.
I think I would look into that and see if there was invitations sent or not, or any kind of communication back and forth.
Yeah, I mean, the question is, was this letter circulated in a position reflecting a majority of the counties or not? Well, I think we can ascertain that before our record is complete here.
But particularly given that it is a formal advisory committee, I think it's important that we understand how many of the counties that are on the advisory committee actually concur with the testimony provided.
Right. Okay. Well, I think we can determine that prior to our record closing up for this meeting, is what I was just saying. We can just ask that question. State Forest Annual Operations Plan Process Overview. I don't think there was specific follow-up that was requested at the meeting today.
No. And Tom, just one quick question. I was checking on something with FTLAC. They are statutorily defined, and they're not statutorily defined. They're as an advisory to the board, but they're independent in a sense. And I think we could respectfully request information from them, but.
Well, I think the request would be, just to clarify whether this testimony was on behalf of FTLAC, and you know, that there was agreement on the testimony or not. That's the, really the question.
And if there's a minority report, how many are in the minority?
Well, they don't do minority reports. The minority reports come directly to us,
yeah,
just by other commissioners testifying here.
I agree. I think we need to be a little bit careful here and not be too heavy-handed. But at the same time, you know, I think it would be fine to say that we really do expect.
Yeah. Just a clarifying question, Peter.
Great.
Making sure that everyone's viewpoints in their organization are being expressed and then represented, or not everybody's, but the majority in the comments that we receive.
So then the State Forest Annual Operation Plan Process Overview.
Yeah, I think, Tom, I don't think it was a formal request, but I thought Nils captured the essence of the issue at the very end of that discussion, and it did, Nils, I'll let you put it in your own words, but it did allude to the fact that they need to do a better job providing information that will allow them to understand how they're doing, and we can understand how they're doing.
Do you want me to elaborate, Tom? I mean, I do think, and Liz and I had a lot of conversations about it, and I think there's, you know, there's a long history to this, with a lot of, different requests on the department related to this forest planning exercise that have been going on for a long time. And because the new forest planning exercise, I think, has taken much longer than was originally anticipated, you know, I do think there, you know, we didn't get in a regular routine or whatever, you know, frequency is appropriate to just get updates on how we are doing, through the AOP and IP process in, meeting the goals and key performance measures in the forest plan. And so coming up with a plan to report on that in a clear way, clear and consistent way, I do think is important.
Okay.
Tom, if I may say something.
Sure.
I'm a short timer on this board as well. And, I can remember working on some type of new plan, I believe, for the 8 years that I've been on this board. And there was one time that we were very close to coming up with a new plan. And my advice then and my advice now is when you're developing a plan, whatever it is, whatever you're working on, the department needs some kind of flexibility in that plan. We can't put language in there that pins them down so tight that they need a direction everywhere they move to. That's what stopped the last plan. And I'm in fear, that'll stop, the plan moving forward, whatever it may be. We have to have the trust, and we have to have the trust in the people that's going to be over that plan, to give them some flexibility to be able to move in, you know, or adjust whatever they need to adjust to. Now, as far as some of the concerns, as far as, that's involved in the plan, sure. But I think we all get wrapped up, and I'm not talking the board, I'm talking all parties involved, get wrapped in language trying to pin things down so tight that they can't move. They can't make a decision, whether they need to or not. The other thing that I'd like to say is, we have to be very careful on what we ask for information, right? I mean, the last, several times, we all thought we asked, but we didn't. And, you know, they're doing what we asked them to do. So I think we need to be more careful and more clear on the information that we ask them to do and the projects that we ask them to do.
Well, and I agree, and that's one of the reasons we try to go through these, but I don't know if Liz is still in the room, right?
She is, but I would like to make one comment. Jim made a comment about eating crow, about the level of collaboration on item, you know, that the forest industry and private industry are collaborating. I wish that eating crow extended to the state forest.
Yeah, I was going to say me too. But you know, well, I could say more, but I'm not going to because,
I might get in trouble, but oh well.
If I could, I'd just like to respond to Mike's comment. Mike, I agree with you. They do need flexibility, but that was built into the original plan through the adaptive management process. But the information, the monitoring information, wasn't there to help inform how to make the changes. So it comes back to just having the information available to help understand, you know, what to do, how to make changes, how to move forward, how to be adaptable. And I think that's, to me, that's the shortcoming. It's not that we're pinning them down to anything. I think it's that we just want the information and they need the information to make better decisions.
So Liz is here. And so have you heard this conversation, Liz?
I did.
Okay.
I have been listening. So a couple just comments and then maybe a proposal. It has been a long time. It's been 8 years of working on a revision to forest management plan. And Mike's exactly right. We were close. We were very close. And in that process, you may recall, there was a point at which we went through deep budget cuts. We hit the recession and, we came to the board and said something has to give. And, at this point, we suggest that we pause on performance measure reporting, in part because of our financial resource constraints and also because we're almost done with a plan. And that new plan will probably have, it'll make sense to have new metrics. And so of course that was best intentions and that was probably in 2014 because I went back and looked at some old board work plans. So that's just a little context for how come we're where we are. And it's mostly to say that when you're in the middle of a big planning process, it can make it difficult to make some of these other decisions. So that's just a little thing I wanted to get on the table. But I think there are two points that were very well were well articulated today. One is harvesting layered stands and a desire to see us address that and the notion that this is an adaptive plan, so let's look at that. And I think we can do that through our implementation plans. And so that would be my proposal on that concern. The second one here is the performance measure piece, is what I would say that we're talking about here. And I think there's a spectrum of how that could be handled. And what I would offer is that you endorse the notion that we keep our focus clearly on the work at hand to get us to the October board meeting where you're going to make a decision on if you want us to move forward with the HCP or not. And then at that point, you can direct us if you want us to, at whatever pace, whatever it is, come back and talk to you about what it would mean to start up a performance measure reporting process again. So that would be my recommendation, that we work through our IEPs on the questions around harvesting layered stands. I think to Brenda's point around we should be able to adapt. The plan right now says we can harvest layered stands, but given what we know now, let's think about that. IEPs are a good place to do that. And then the second piece being this proposal on performance measure reporting.
Okay. Does that sound?
Sounds good to me. I think everybody on the board agrees that the HCP is a high priority. So yes. We want to see that go forward.
Absolutely. Yeah. At least I think that's
okay. Great. Thank you all very much.
Okay. I think on the other items that we heard this afternoon, I guess my main point about those is whatever technology was used for the graphic presentations doesn't zoom well for those. The all the other ones today were, you know, you could, at least I had no problem following along, but and I noticed other board members kind of like this, trying to read the fine print on those slides. So I just say if future meetings are going to be using this format, it would be good to ensure that the slides translate through this technology. Everybody else have that same issue?
Yeah, so I do. I mean, the one thing Hillary did give us copies of them.
Right.
And so I pulled up the copy that Hillary.
That would have been good if I'd thought about that, but at the time I was looking at what was straight in front of me. So yeah.
So two comments on that. One is I thought the dashboards and the information dashboards that are being developed and the information that was provided was great.
Yeah.
It was really informative and it really gave me a good sense of really what's going on in these different areas. Yeah, the presentation fonts could have been a little bit larger, but you know that's something that can get fixed.
Yeah, all I'm saying is for Zoom meetings, it'd be good to make sure
the point comes back to what Mills pointed out, and that is that Hillary did provide us with that information. And I just want to give a shout out to Hillary for managing this Zoom meeting.
Well, I was going to say,
it has been amazing. So thank you, Hillary, for that.
Me and Jason did a great job for this. So, yep. So with that, I think that we are ready to adjourn this meeting, and then you have a link to go into an executive session. I want to read this to make sure I do it correctly. The board will now have an executive session pursuant to ORS 192-6602-I for the purpose of reviewing and evaluating the state forester's performance. Representatives of the news media and designated staff shall be allowed to attend the executive session. All other members of the public are not allowed to join. We want to thank everybody for participating, for the presenters, and I think for our own folks who did a really good job making this work. Hillary, do we need the 15-minute transition to executive session, or since we're running slightly late, can we go to it immediately?
I could use a bio break.
Okay, so we'll reconvene in 10 minutes.
Great.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Thank you.